Listening, Part 3. Listen to a man and a woman talking about what students should learn at school. Match the people, woman, man, or both, to the opinions below. The first one has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
I was reading something the other day about what young people should learn at school. And you know, it's not quite as simple as you think. I mean, I'm sure I've forgotten all that chemistry I did, and the French and history.
No, I can't remember much of it either.
I wonder what really matters.
Well, English. Basic reading and writing. If you come out of school and you can't read and write, it's hopeless.
It's so important. And it's got to be a lot more than basic. It's got to be nearly perfect. If you apply for a job and your letter's got one spelling mistake, they won't even look at you.
I know that's the way it is, but it does seem a bit unfair. Just one little mistake.
But you can see why they're like that. You can't have people sending out letters from your company full of mistakes. It looks really bad.
And if they can't add up, it's even worse. That's something that schools should concentrate on. Basic maths. How to add up, multiply, do percentages. Because that's what you really need to do in everyday life, all the time.
I wonder. These days you can do all that sort of stuff on a calculator or on your phone in seconds. Isn't it a bit of a waste of time doing that sort of thing?
That's a bit like saying you don't need to learn dates in history because you can find them on the internet. What do you do when your phone runs out of battery and the internet is down? I think it's very dangerous to rely so much on technology for really important things.
Surely sometimes it's better to use technology. What about things like your sat-nav?
I haven't actually got one. I can see how it might be useful, but not as useful as learning to read a map.
I suppose so. Maybe that's something they should teach at school. After all, if you're good at map reading, you can walk across mountains for days and days and never get lost.
It would be difficult to teach, though. And I think there are more important things they should be focusing on, don't you?
Now listen again.
I was reading something the other day about what young people should learn at school. And you know, it's not quite as simple as you think. I mean, I'm sure I've forgotten all that chemistry I did, and the French and history.
No, I can't remember much of it either.
I wonder what really matters.
Well, English. Basic reading and writing. If you come out of school and you can't read and write, it's hopeless.
It's so important. And it's got to be a lot more than basic. It's got to be nearly perfect. If you apply for a job and your letter's got one spelling mistake, they won't even look at you.
I know that's the way it is, but it does seem a bit unfair. Just one little mistake.
But you can see why they're like that. You can't have people sending out letters from your company full of mistakes. It looks really bad.
And if they can't add up, it's even worse. That's something that schools should concentrate on. Basic maths. How to add up. Multiply, do percentages, because that's what you really need to do in everyday life, all the time.
I wonder. These days you can do all that sort of stuff on a calculator or on your phone in seconds. Isn't it a bit of a waste of time doing that sort of thing?
That's a bit like saying you don't need to learn dates in history because you can find them on the internet. Mm. What do you do when your phone runs out of battery and the internet is down? I think it's very dangerous to rely so much on technology for really important things.
Surely sometimes it's better to use technology. What about things like your sat-nav?
I haven't actually got one. I can see how it might be useful, but not as useful as learning to read a map.
I suppose so. Maybe that's something they should teach at school. After all, if you're good at map reading, you can walk across mountains for days and days and never get lost.
It would be difficult to teach, though. And I think there are more important things they should be focusing on, don't you?